when it comes to the best interest of the child, here are the factors to consider. First of all, if it has to be decided by a judge, it would be at the court's discretion. But parties can also have a parenting plan that delineates. And of course, when it goes to the court, review of the judge, it may then approve the plan. That is their final decision. The stability of the child. Said earlier, both parents may believe that all things are equal. But one parent wants to move from one county, three counties over, three school districts over. That means the child will not be able to attend the same school, unless you violate the law, of course. So we have to look at that and reflect on the stability of the child. I'd like to say to the parents, remember, it is the parents that are divorcing each other and not the child seeking to be divorced from the parent. And the child should not be uprooted if you don't have to. If there's stability there, there's support there, why shake up the child's stability if it can be avoided? It'd be hard enough to have only one parent in the home versus two. The attitude on visitation by the other parents. Which parent is more likely to foster a healthy relationship visitation between the parents? The availability for the child's needs. Sometimes the children may have special needs, and it could be provided by the schools, so-called the special needs program. And not all schools have all the same resources. They should, but it doesn't work that way. Medical care as well. How about emotional ties, friends, family, all the whole support system that follows there that they've known? Would you want to uproot and cut ties simply because the parents decide they can't live together anymore? The parental alienation syndrome, it's also a factor to consider. And then the career choice of a parent is another factor.